All right, hi, Attorney Steve Vondran. We're back. We're talking about IPRR. We are talking about protecting your intellectual property, your copyrights, your trademarks, your trade secrets, your patents with a e-recordation system with the Customs and Border Protection, okay, CBP, not to be confused with CBD that everybody's talking about. So this is an easy way to protect your intellectual property when you have problems with imports coming in and causing problems, confusing your customers or counterfeits, like Apple has a lot of counterfeit problems. But if you do this e-recordation system, this is like not difficult, it's quick, it doesn't take a lot of time. You can get this like literally within like a week or less. But you file with the e-recordation system with the IPRR, that's with the IPR, Intellectual Property Rights Division of the Customs and Border Protection. Now, most people don't know the Customs Border Protection is the largest law enforcement, the federal law enforcement agency in the United States. So getting your intellectual property registered here will have the customs border agents looking at 314 points of entry across the United States. So most people think, well, maybe it's just Long Beach or LA or San Francisco, New York. No, there are over 300 points of entry that they will basically inspect goods that are coming in from other countries, inspect them if they have reason to believe, based on the information that you have submitted, that there are infringing goods or counterfeit goods. They have probable cause. They may seize the import and basically notify the owner and so forth. The owner can then take enforcement measures and things like that. So it's a very cool procedure. Works great with copyrights and trademarks. Now, your trademark has to be registered on the principal register as opposed to the supplemental register. And I'm not going to go into detail. I have other videos. You can check them out on attorneystevevideos.com, attorneystevevideos.com. And you can see some of my other videos. But this is a great program if you have goods that are coming in and infringing on your intellectual property for your company. So it's real simple. Say you have a registered trademark or a registered patent. That goes through the United States Patent and Trademark Office. That's an office in Washington, D.C. And if you have a registered copyright, that goes through the United States Copyright Office, also in Washington, D.C. So when you have these things registered, it's real easy. The Customs Border Protections database will just ping the USPTO looking for registrations, trying to match and confirm the information you provide, and it pings the United States Copyright Office. If there's a match, they just go ahead and say, okay, everything matches. It matches the records, the application. By the way, the application's $190. Like, really, can you go wrong with this? So this is a great system. If you're an intellectual property rights holder, you need a firm to help you get through this, fill out all the papers, get registered. It's very cool. What happens is it actually ends up on a database. And the database is searchable by the public, but not all information that you provide is going to be on that public database. But check out my website. I have more information. I try to make this easy for you to find so you don't have to scroll all through my website. Just go to registeripr.com. Register IPR stands for Intellectual Property Rights. Registeripr.com. I've got all the information there for you if you want to get a intellectual property firm on it. But this is cool because they will seize, they will inspect and monitor incoming, you know, crates of goods and things like that. If they find something infringing, you get notified. As a rights holder, you know, there is a way to turn this into a profit center. You know, if somebody is knowingly infringing your goods, and making a lot of money on it, you know, hey, you probably need to find the source of this and what's going on and enforce your rights and try to prevent people from bringing in your music or your videos. Maybe you've got a video somebody's infringing on or your trademark goods like, you know, Nike and Adidas apparel, you know, shoes, counterfeit Louis Vuitton purses, counterfeit Rolex watches, all these kinds of things, Dyson hair dryers, anything. It could be anything, okay? So this is a great system I want you to know about, but for more information, go to registeripr.com, okay? If you're a brand holder, really, I don't see how you cannot do this to have another set of eyes looking to enforce your rights. Okay, registeripr.com. Have a great day. General legal information only, not legal advice. Attorney Steve, gotta run. Bye now.